Postcards from the Past by Marcia Willett. Read by Phillida Nash. But what if Triss should turn up without any more warning, Dom? It would be just his style, wouldn't it? Catching us on the back foot. Dom thinks about it.
I think it's more like Triss to keep us waiting now. He'd like to imagine us wondering and worrying. And that's just what we're doing, of course.
That's why I wasn't going to tell Ed.
You must tell him. I might be wrong and Triss could walk in any minute now. Ed needs to be forewarned.
She nods, her face downcast, and Dom gets up and gives her a hug. We're happy, aren't we? She asks, holding on to him. Me and Ed just muddling along together, and you here, with the family coming to visit in the summer holidays, and your occasional waifs and strays staying in Mr. Potts's bedroom. I'm terrified that Triss could do something to spoil it. He always spoiled things. Birthdays, days out, Christmas. Somehow he always contrived to poison or destroy. Just small things. A whisper in the ear, a spiteful little joke, but enough to take away the joy. I'm afraid, Dom. He holds her tightly for a moment, the old rage seething in his veins as it had on that summer morning long ago.
Let's not cross too many bridges, he advises. Tell Ed, but keep it light and we'll hope that it's just another Triss tease.
Yes, she says, releasing him, resisting the urge to talk in circles. I won't tell him I've told you first. It'll make it seem as if I'm worried. I shall pretend it came in today's post and take it from there.
Too late.
Dom, leading the way into the hall, picks up some envelopes.
Postie's been.
Damn, she says. Okay, then. Well, I'll wait until tomorrow morning. It's a foreign postmark and the date's smudgy. Anyway, he's going off to do some research on his book, so it's not the best time to tell him. He helps her into her old sheepskin duffel coat with the hood. She steps into her gumboots in the hall, and he and Bessie go out with her into the lane. It's icy underfoot, and she goes carefully. At the bend in the lane, she turns to wave to him, and in her boots and her jeans and the big coat with the hood covering her short fair hair, she might be the teenage Billa of 50 years ago. Dom watches her out of sight. Suddenly, instinctively, he glances the other way where the lane curls uphill to the village. He scans the hills across the valley. Some sixth sense tells him that Triss is already here, watching him.